What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news, stuff you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding of the communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing. I'm at home, man, so I'm doing even better.
Congratulations. Tim has stepped up to recording at home life. It's about time. Feels amazing, doesn't it? Still took you 25 minutes to set up.
Facts.
You know what it helped you set up? Some youth. Because it's the first time we've done it in a while. Exactly. The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast. We have 6 positive news stories focused around the youth doing awesome things. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news youth story?
I have an amazing positive news story for you, JP, for everybody out there. So this actually comes from our home state, Oklahoma, where we're located at right now. There's this barbecue shop called Joe's Barbecue, and it's in Noble, Oklahoma, a little bit south from Oklahoma City. What ended up happening, a little girl called the store phone, and the woman answered, "How can I help you?" And all of a sudden, she just hears a little girl's voice, and she's, "Look, I can help you, but just let me talk to your parents." The little girl said, "Can I have some French fries?" "Yeah, I'll get you some French fries, but please let me talk to a parent." And the little girl would not let her talk to a parent, so she hung up. It kept happening day after day, over and over again. And the owner was like, "Hey, I need to figure this out. Can I please talk to your mom?" The little girls did not budge. She could hear other little girls in the background. And then she also heard a name. The name was called Beethoven. It was the dog, right? So the woman was like, "You know what? I need to find out who these kids are. They couldn't have been any older than 5 or 6 years old. So I'm calling all the elementary schools in town." And that's exactly what she did, man. She called all the elementary schools. They're all looking for the French fry girls, right? They're making announcements over the intercoms at the elementary schools in Noble, Oklahoma. And then finally, since she remembered the dog's name was Beethoven, she started asking the schools, "Hey, does anybody have a dog by the name of Beethoven?" Schools went as far as making an announcement to the entire school asking, "If you're the owner of a dog named Beethoven, please come to the front office." And finally, after the community was just so curious on trying to figure out who these French fries girls were, they finally figured it out. And because of them calling all the time and this being such a cool adventure for the owner, she actually ended up giving her entire class a French fry party. And I thought the story was amazing. It was definitely one of those feel good moments. And I thought the youth were really awesome because they created a buzz in their community without them realizing that brought so much joy to people's hearts.
The real winner of this positive news story, French fries.
Tú sabes.
Nothing better than fried potatoes.
Fried anything at this point.
I like fried anything. The older you get, the worse it is for you, too. How sad.
Indubitably.
So my first youth are awesome with a positive news story. It's actually visual. It's really good. Providence College. They have a beloved security guard. Security guard's from Nigeria. He's always really friendly with them. Talks to them, hang out with them, looks out for them. And all the kids in this dorm room were like, "Yo, we really like the security guard." Security guard hadn't seen his family in Nigeria in over 10 years. And dorm kids, college kids were like, "Man, we should get a GoFundMe together. At the end of the year, for Christmas, we'll get him a trip to Nigeria." And that's exactly what they did. Got it on video. They said, "You're a part of the community. You taught us about family. We stick together here at Providence College. So we got you trips to see your family for the first time in 10 years in Nigeria." Guy falls to the ground, starts crying. It's one of those tearjerkers. I definitely have a video.
Love that, man. I'm loving that.
We all know college kids are broke, but they all came together in this dorm to get their security guard that was giving them an awesome experience. Something that he had been looking forward to. And that's the kind of positivity we love here at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Man, I love everything about that story. I actually saw the video when he cried. You could feel the emotions in it. He obviously was so nice to those kids, man, that they put this together and so many people donated for him to be able to go back home and see his family. Man, it doesn't get much more beautiful than that to me.
Heartstring pullers with the Positive Truth. What do you got, Tim?
Double whammy, right? So I have this organization. It's called Teens Give Back San Antonio, Texas, SATX for short. And these young changemakers are doing something amazing. They're getting every plastic bag that a lot of people are throwing away, right? And they're turning them into sleeping bags. They're doing this for all the homelessness in their community to make sure that nobody can sleep on the ground, to make sure that they're warm in the cold weather, make sure that they actually have somewhere to sleep on, man. I think this is amazing. 10 out of 10. And I love the name Teens Give Back San Antonio, Texas. I definitely want to steal that for an organization that we start one day.
Such a simple thing, but sometimes simple things can lead to big changes. That's the thing with the youth, is they usually go right for the cause. They don't let anything hold them back. And that's why the youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Tú sabes.
Before we get to our last three youth-focused positive news stories, we need to pause, do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, man, honestly, I'm thankful for recovery. I felt like I got a little sick earlier this week, and I'm still feeling a little cloudy, but at the exact same time, I'm definitely feeling a lot better than I did Monday. So take that, world.
You had a concussion from your son. He headbutted you.
Oh, JP.
Put you in concussion protocols.
No light. I need sunglasses right now.
Neil.
Right, Neil. What are you grateful for, sir?
So, not to make us sound like horrible people, but this, most of the time since we've been doing this podcast, we've also been business partners together, and we have a team that's part of this, you know, with us, and I'm grateful for the staff, because without them, we wouldn't have any time to record. So thankful for the staff.
That's a fact. We did not record when we did not have the staff, so yes.
Facts. And we've never been grateful for them. So yeah, shout out to them. I'm also shouting out Guyanese photojournalists. They're young students in high school, and they have been inspired by their teacher, Mr. Buta. Mr. Buta, he teaches at this deaf school, and he believes, he tells them all the time, you can do anything, you can do anything, you can do anything. And he's right. So he had an idea. He's, you all feel like you're stuck in a box because you're deaf, but you can do anything and you can express yourselves in ways that are different. And one of the ways is that through photojournalism. So he got his whole class together, got them all cameras, bought them all cameras, nice cameras. Teachers are also awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Facts, always. And
taught them how to do photography. And he was like, you can tell awesome journalism stories through your photography and then type it out as well. And then you can be more expressive, even though you're deaf. You can use these pictures to be your words and tell millions of stories, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. And that's what they've been doing. Through doing this project, one of the kids is, I'm going to be president of Ghana one day. I'm going to be a medical doctor. And if I'm not, I'm going to keep doing this photojournalism and telling stories that need to be told in my community through my photojournalism. I think it's really awesome. Just want to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
The youth are amazing, and they were always inspired by one teacher, man. How cool is that story all around? That's like a Netflix series right there by itself.
Yeah, I want to read more of these articles, because the pictures are just going to be on point, because they're seeing things from a different perspective.
Man, perspective is everything, too.
Everything. What do you got, Tim?
My last one is about some sorority sisters. These five sorority sisters are being hailed as Power Rangers. Why? Because they were driving in Georgia, this rural part of Georgia. They're leaving their college, and all of a sudden they see this white SUV roll over off this bridge and head into the water. They immediately stop, they turn around, they get over to where the boats let go out, they jump into the water, they pull the woman and her two children out of the vehicle, obviously saves the day, and without even thinking they did this. On the other side, the mom said she was in water, they were submerged so fast, all she could think about was getting her kids out. And then out of nowhere, these girls just come in and they saved the day. It was so beautiful, and she was so grateful for him. I think this is amazing because we talk about police officers and firefighters doing their job, which is also being some superheroes out there in the world. But it's super awesome whenever you see the youth, some sorority sisters who are in college, supposed to be having fun, getting their education, and they're out there risking their lives to make sure these people were okay. Thought it was beautiful all around.
They are getting their education, they are having fun, and they're saving lives on the side because they were raised right. Because they were raised right and doing the right thing. And that's why we want to focus on here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely. Shout out to University of Georgia.
I don't know what their mascot is, but shout out to that mascot too.
Definitely the Bulldogs.
There you go. Shout out to the Bulldogs. I have finally got to it. The Youth Are Awesome Positive News Story, where we talk about some genius inventor that has done something amazing that no one else has done. So mine is about an 18-year-old named Selena Zhang. She's from New Jersey. She loves going outside. She noticed a problem outside. It's an invasive species of ladybugs. They hitchhiked their way to the United States from China. They're like a little ladybug Latin fly. And they plague 17 states. They're a little moth. They have little bright red wings. And they can cause disease to a lot of trees and like plants. So this is what Selena did. She designed a tree. Was like, I wonder if I take pictures of bugs in the area, I can encode them into a database. So she goes out, she takes pictures of over 500 insects. Gets the database through automated learning to spot the invasive little ladybug lanternfly.
You said over 500 different species, though?
Yeah, she went out and took pictures of all of them. She plugged it into a database. This is what I'm saying. If never we get to the youth or someone smarter than us, plugged it into a database, realized, how am I going to get this to work? So she plugged her database into a solar panel to charge it, got the database to recognize the little invasive species of ladybug, created a light that draws them in, and then uses an electric mesh to zap them.
Man, I don't even know how to like fathom this right now.
The Youth Are Awesome with the Positive Food Podcast. There's more to it. I could tell you about how much it took her like a year. I don't care. Still pretty impressive.
Facts. Took her a year. I don't care.
But if she designed it, you can put it on top of like plants and trees, or you can just build an artificial tree and they'll just, oh, that's one of those bugs. Artificial learning. Let me shine this light. Light comes in, zaps it with a mesh. All of a sudden, less invasive species. 18 years old. What were you doing at 18?
Man, not that. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't counting the 500. I can tell you that.
So, shout out and do rags off to Miss Zhang. We know you're going to do something awesome in the future, but you've already done your part to make the world a better place.
Indubitably.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here, Tim?
Absolutely. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's clouds. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.